Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour, thank you very much. Hanging out with you, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Hey, we got our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah has become a great member of our brain trust over the years, and I don't know what we'd do without her. She is the second generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com, did I say that right, Sarah?
BottomLineInc.com. Our books, our blogs, our videos, we have new podcasts. We have a podcast channel.
All right.
You can get it on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or come to our site.
BottomLineInc.com. Don't forget the annuals. Don't forget the twice-monthly publication, Bottom Line Personal, which is absolutely outstanding. You'll love it.
Great gifts.
And that's
great
last-minute
gift subscription for who you don't know.
Yeah, what is the subscription cost? What's the Bottom Line subscription cost?
I think it's about $30. I'm not charging numbers.
A year?
I'm embarrassed. Yes.
$30 a year?
$30 a year.
Wow.
That's a deal. All that information.
That's a deal, folks. So, okay. One of the great stories in your most recent one is about renting. It might be more affordable to rent than to buy. This story has economics in it. It has demographics in it. It has all kinds of different elements to it, to why it would be more affordable to rent a new home, to rent, than it would be to buy a new home. Talk to us about the article, about the report.
Well, the key things that are going on is that home prices have risen faster than rents at this moment in time. Like, as we had the run-up of home prices in the last bunch of years,
mm-hmm.
the prices of houses have actually gone up faster than the prices of rents have gone up. But also, the prices have gone up faster than income, than people's income, so they haven't kept pace with the increasing price of houses. So relative to income, rents are cheaper than purchases at this moment
mm-hmm.
in time. At the same time, the 30-year fixed rates are now around 5%. I looked yesterday, they were kind of in the high fours.
Which is ridiculously low. It's historically low, folks.
But we're so
young people, let me tell you something. If you have a chance to get a 5% loan on a home and you can afford the home, you need to get that, and you'll look back 15 years from now and say, wow, we're so lucky we got that loan, that mortgage like that.
Well, it's true. It's true. I mean,
you and I remember. You and I remember double digit days.
I remember that. I mean, my first house. I want to say our first mortgage was around 8 or 9%, and we thought we were doing well.
Yeah.
So the stuff that's been going on the last bunch of years.
But they went up from there.
Is unnatural. Yes. Yes, they did.
So,
but here's the other aspect of it. It depends on your life stage.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be in the home? Right. And are you in an area where the prices are rising, the prices are shrinking? Frankly, Connecticut, so I live in Connecticut, we're, I think, number 49th in terms of economic stability in the country. And I'm not sure, based on what just, you know, the plans of the newly elected governor, whether our real estate is going to grow or shrink. It's been shrinking here. It's been really a very soft market. Our house has lost value.
Notwithstanding.
So you have to pay attention.
Notwithstanding local or federal tax policy, in my life, I've always recommended people own rather than rent. If once they get established and they've got the credit and they've got it, you know, they're going to live in it somewhere for a while. I've always encouraged them to be in the market. However, I'm afraid we're coming to a point now in our country's history, and from a demographic standpoint, Sarah, where that might not be good advice, because what's happening is we've had this 100 years of building homes, building subdivisions, and building out the you know, our society, making the great American dream part, the home part of the home ownership part of the great American dream available. Now we're coming to a point where we have 80 million people who don't have the same values about those homes as you and I do. That's part of it.
Well,
we also have a situation where the middle class is declining in America. You talked about affordability earlier. This is a perfect. I'm afraid we're coming up into a perfect storm period, where there may be an inversion of our real estate values over where it's been in my lifetime. What do you think?
Well, inversion or just a change in the structure of the marketplace, because they'll all still need places to live. The place, you know, you can get a little nervous, like, is the next generation bigger or smaller? So we all built these houses. So the baby boomers were huge. They all had their houses.
Right.
And now they need to sell their houses. Well, who's coming?
Nobody's going to buy them. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, what are the sheer numbers of people? Mm-hmm. Well, there are numbers. Millennials are bigger than the baby boomers. So there are people that are there.
But they don't want a 4,000 square foot house.
They do not. They want a smaller house closer to the city, low maintenance.
Or a dining room with a dining room. You can give them the dining room set to go in the dining room.
Yeah.
They don't want either one of them.
They don't care. They'll turn it into a craft table. The other thing is that I think it depends on your life stage. You know, there's a lot more movement in the younger generations. They're not putting down roots for 30 years. So if you don't think you're going to be in a place for whatever, what's the break-even number, 5 or 10 years or something, you got to do the math on the cost to buy the house. If you don't think you're going to be there as long as your break-even is, then rent.
But
it's
the
not
thing
worth
that, the
it.
Thing that bothers me, though, what you have to always remember, if you're renting, somebody is owning. Somebody's your landlord. So if you don't want to rent your own home, in my opinion, you need to be in real estate somewhere. You need to be renting. You need to own a home and rent that to somebody else, because I'm telling you, part of the estate that your parents and grandparents had, a big part of it was their home that was paid for. And having gone through that with my own family, I believe that's the truth. Tintail, right back to Sarah Heiner, BottomLineInc.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.